You got shots poured?
I do. Have, well, I have one shot.
A poured. Shot poured? You got shot poured?
You know, unless Abby wants a shot of Jameson.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Alright! Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 1. No! Oh my god!
No!
My bad! My bad, Revelers!
Fucking it up from the beginning.
From the beginning! Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 200! Holy shit!
This is a podcast where two drunken pathologists play retro games for your amusement. I am pathologist number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am pathologist number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to be taking the role of a pathologist, and we're going to play some Dr. Mario on the NES. As you can probably hear, Revelers, we're once again coming at you live from quarantine here. Jurek's at his place. You know. I'm at my place. We learned some things last week, so hopefully things are a little bit better this week, audio-wise. I don't know. We only made slight adjustments, but...
Yeah. Well, who knows? Obviously, we're working with what we got. We apologize. It doesn't sound great. We pride ourselves on having pretty good quality audio, generally.
Generally.
Earl knows how to do all that shit.
I do. Sometimes our gear fails.
None of it makes sense to me, but...
Right. And also, Revelers, this is episode 200. We had grand plans for episode 200, but quarantine has kind of put all those plans on hold. So this is a monumentous.
Supposed to be in the same place.
Yeah, this is a monumentous episode, but we're just going to kind of make it a regular episode because we're both in our own homes.
We need to be able to see what each other are doing and stuff, which means we have to play games on the Switch, NES, like online.
So. Right. We actually had grand plans.
Maybe next week we'll take a peek at the Super Nintendo ones.
Yeah, see what's on there. I think we ought to. We just wanted to play a Mario game because it's, you know, every 10 we do a Mario game. So
yeah.
And Dr. Mario, I can't believe we haven't got to this yet. Also, it's perfect fucking timing for Dr. Mario. I mean, yeah. Dr. Mario is going to come save the world from all the viruses. So.
We're gonna wipe out the viruses.
Dr.
Mario style.
We're watching the demo right now, and I'm pretty sure the red viruses are the coronavirus, but I'm not positive.
They could be.
But before we get to Dr. Mario, how's it going this week, Drake? How's your quarantine going?
I mean, it's going fine. We had a little hiccup yesterday or 2 days ago when I attempted to make some lasagna for him. Our oven doesn't work anymore.
Oh no! What happened? Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
Okay.
Through like Googling stuff about our oven and kind of gas ovens in general, I think I have diagnosed the problem to it's a problem with the igniter.
Oh yeah, maybe your pilot light just went out.
There is no pilot light in gas ovens these days.
It's a
little thing right next to the gas burner in the oven that it's electric through there. It's like the igniter now like lights up like really, really hot enough to ignite the gas that's coming out. And our igniter does not get hot enough, so normally the igniter gets hot to a certain point and then it triggers like a release valve that turns on the gas. But if it never gets hot enough, it won't turn on the gas because otherwise it's not hot enough to light the gas, and then you have a whole bigger problem. And our igniter doesn't seem to get hot enough. But I watched a video of how to replace it, and it seems super easy. We have the part coming. It should be here on Monday.
Nice. You're going to do a little home handyman repair.
Yeah. After watching and stuff, it was like, this seems easy enough. I can do it myself, and we don't need some random stranger coming into our house during quarantine.
Good call. Very good call.
So I'm like 98% sure that is the issue.
Nice.
I guess we'll find out on Monday once I replace it, but it seems like it from when I turned on the oven and watched it. It says everything online says the igniter should start to glow like white hot. So if you see it only being red or orange, it's not
hot. It's not hot enough. I think the question now, Jurek, on everybody's minds, all the revelers' minds, is what happened to the lasagna you didn't get to make?
I actually cooked the rest of it. It cooked
in the microwave.
Like I put it on the grill.
Oh, you grilled lasagna.
I use my grill as an oven.
Nice.
So I use my gas grill and like tweaked with the knobs enough to get it set to right around like 400 degrees and then cooked it on there. I also cooked a tray of enchiladas on the grill last night.
And how were they? Were they good? Did it work?
Delicious. Yeah.
Nice.
It worked just how it should.
Nicely done.
So,
nicely
done. And I mean, now we're the rest of our meal planning for the week. Like nothing else requires the oven that we bought. So we're good. Anyways,
so
everything
good
else is stovetop, and like the stovetop works fine.
Okay.
Like the gas burners and everything are working no problem.
Nice.
So yeah, we should be good to go come Monday once
so it sounds like your quarantine's just going really well.
I mean, oh yeah, it's going great.
great.
how's your quarantine going?
Mine's fine. I don't know, you know, I live by myself, so I am a little lonely. I miss people, I'll say that much. There's a lot of Zoom, you know, we're hanging out on Zoom from time to time, but like it's still not quite the same. You know, I just miss people. I don't know. But I'm fine. You know, we'll get through this. I have plenty of groceries. I have plenty of toilet paper. so we don't have to worry.
Yep, as do we.
But tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games during your last week of quarantine? I hope so.
I have. What else am I?
What else are you going to do? I
know. So I started... just yesterday, I think, I started playing Cuphead.
Nice!
On the Xbox.
On the Xbox. Have you not ever played it before?
I have not ever played it before.
Oh, it is super fun. It is
fun. Did you play it?
I played it on Switch, or I haven't beat it, but I've played it. I'm maybe halfway through or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, like, I'm on I'm in the second area or whatever.
Okay.
So it's like the carnival-ish area.
Oh, yeah.
If you made it that far.
I think so. I don't know. I don't actually remember.
I don't know.
I actually didn't play it for that long, so I might not even be halfway through. but I did play it for a while.
Fun.
I like it.
It's tough. It's not, nothing seems unfair.
No, you just have to.
Every time I die, I know it's a fuck up that I made.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, I knew the thing was going to be there, but I jumped into it instead.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's all, everything. For the most part, everything happens almost the same every time, so it's a major memorization game.
Yeah. You just memorize the patterns and you're fine.
Yeah, like all the bosses, for the most part, they change things up slightly every now and then or whatever, but for the most part, it's, memorizing their patterns and stuff. But, yeah, I have, my only issue, I guess, is that, like, I mean, you're aware that it was originally going to be just boss fights.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so originally when they were building it, it was just boss fights, and then through, like, playtesting and stuff, people were like, this is stupid. You have, like, the build basically, like, ready to go for a fun, like, running gun, like, platforming game. Why
the levels, I think some of the levels are actually harder than some of the bosses.
Yeah, but I think some of the levels, and so they then delayed the game big time and went back and added in those like levels.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I can kind of tell, I think the levels are kind of, I don't know, rushed and not fully fleshed out the way I feel like they could be. They could be way better.
Oh.
And I think it's because they didn't, that was never part of their plan to begin with.
Okay. That's interesting. I think that.
Yeah. Like, see, I definitely have been when I'm playing through the levels. I think there's a better game in there than what is released. Like if they made a Cuphead 2, it could be fantastic.
Right.
If they work from the ground up, like designing these levels to be something better.
Right.
But yeah, otherwise that's why there's, you know, in each world you go to, there's like two actual like platforming levels.
Yeah,
and then there's like four or five bosses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, so I think there's a better game buried in there than what was released.
Oh, I don't know. I really like it. I
mean, I still am having a grand old time and
also some of the bosses are also sort of platforming levels. Like, that's I don't know. There's like that cake lady, like, or the, she's like the, I don't know what she is. She runs the toy. I don't know. It, never mind.
Like the candy?
The candy. It's candy.
Like,
yeah.
She's in a castle or whatever, and she's throwing out like a jawbreaker. And
yeah.
Like,
but you have to like jump on platforms as you do it. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. That boss was.
Yeah, the bosses are all very well designed.
They are. It's cool.
The levels, I think, could be better.
Okay. Well, cool.
But it's still really fun, and I'm digging it. Hopefully, I'll beat it in this next week before Friday when Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out.
Oh, Friday. Nice. I do want to mention to you, too, I just read about it today as we're recording this. But apparently, Rogue Legacy 2 is in the works.
I know. I just saw that today, too, and I got, like, really happy when I read that headline.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Rogue I was Legacy like, no 2. Way.
But it's there's, like, nothing. They showed, like, 3 screenshots or something and said, like, it's in development. They've given no... They said, I think they kind of said, hinted at there's going to be more information kind of released shortly about it.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's a surprise, like, oh, we're actually further along in development than you think. It'll be coming out in, you know, 2 months.
Right. I think, I don't know if this is, if Rogue Legacy 2 is going to be part of it, but I also read about IGN, hosting a bunch of, like, third party, but a bunch of different video game developers and doing a sort of presentation thing in June. Like,
yeah,
an online
I saw something
presentation.
About that, too.
I think it's supposed to be sort of like a kind of a replacement for E3 or something like a.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big companies will still. Well, I mean, Sony was never going to do an E3 thing this year, regardless.
Right. Nintendo will have a direct.
Nintendo will have a direct, and I think Xbox has announced that they are also going to make like a video thing to release.
Okay. Cool.
At the time that E3 should have been, I think, especially because this year is supposed to be when we get. Xbox Series X and PS5. So
right, it's supposed to be
those two companies really need to start... tell us what their fucking consoles are.
right.
They want people to buy them in November.
They really do, actually. Like now,
and like Xbox has at least revealed theirs at the Game Awards.
I know, but, and it looks PlayStation. I do not want that thing anywhere near my house. I like that, it's so ugly. It's humongous, or it seems humongous.
It's like tall. It's like a computer tower.
Yeah, I know, and I don't have room for a computer tower on my fucking TV stand, Like, I don't know. Like,
we'll see what their whole plan is, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, Sony needs to have some sort of thing revealing theirs, but... but yeah, anyways, Cuphead. It's fantastic.
Cool.
Hopefully I will beat it. I'm halfway through like the second area, which consists of, I have like 3 more bosses, I think, in the second area, and then I think the third area is the final area.
Yeah. What are some of the bosses in the second area?
I fought the like candy lady or whatever.
Oh, okay. So I have been that far. So yeah, I got that.
There's one, there's like a guy that you fight, like a genie guy that you fight in an airplane.
Oh, yep. Is that the one with the slot machine? He turns into a slot machine.
No,
eventually?
That's
one of the first bosses, I think.
That was one of the first area bosses. It was like two guys that were
it took me an embarrassing amount of time to figure out that I had to like do the dash jump to hit the arm of the thing.
I died twice to the slot machine form before I realized, oh, that's why I'm not able to shoot him at all.
Cool. Well, Cuphead. Excellent.
Yeah, man. What are you playing?
Well, I've been playing Smash. Pretty fun. I love playing quarantine bitches because they're little bitches.
They're a bunch of scrubs.
They're a bunch of fucking scrubs. Get good, motherfucker. It's very fun. It's very fun. Playing all the people who haven't been playing it religiously for, a year and a half. But I've also been playing Animal Crossing, which is literally the best game of all time. Also, that's not true. But Animal Crossing is fantastic. I'm loving every second of it. Yeah. However, I do have some complaints, mainly this event that's happening right now, this Bunny Day event. Like, yeah, Easter, day. Whatever. It's Bunny Day. Like, what the fuck?
Abby just said the same thing. Or shook her head like, oh, Bunny Day.
Bunny Day. It's the fucking worst. It's like, I mean, I like that they're doing in-game holidays and stuff, but I wish we could opt into them. Like, so all the resources you're trying to collect, like fish, when you fish, you basically 50% of the time you're catching an egg instead of a fish, which I don't want all these fucking eggs. Like, I don't care. or like if you're trying to gather wood, you're getting wood eggs instead of actual wood. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I wish like there was some kind of mechanic where like you like maybe put on a bunny shirt or something. And that said, oh, when this bunny shirt is on, this Bunny Day shirt is on, that means I'm looking for eggs, you know, or something like that. So like you could turn it on or off or something, or you like talk to the bunny in the town. He's only there on the first day and he comes back later, I guess, on the actual Bunny Day. But, but if he was there the whole time and you could just talk to him and say, oh, I want to go search for some eggs, like then you could have the possibility to find eggs rather than all the time. I don't know. That's just one of my complaints, but my village
Did previous Animal Crossing games have like holiday?
Yes. Time. Yeah, like they had holidays and stuff, but they were always only one day. It was on Easter or whatever, or on a, you know,
like on Christmas.
On Christmas. And so like a lot of people didn't actually get to experience the holidays, you know, because like, you know, myself, like on Christmas Day, I got to go do actual family stuff. I can't be playing video games all day. That's true. You know, so like,
well, I mean, you can't play it all day, but you can check in. You're not at your family all day.
Right. But I don't know. But this one is over 2 weeks. And this is the first one that has had mechanics such as like finding materials and crafting and stuff. That's never been a thing before. So now it's just like, well, I don't want all these fucking eggs. What the fuck? Like, I don't want your Bunny Day eggs.
I don't want your damn bunny eggs.
I do not. I do not at all.
Bunnies don't lay eggs anyway.
But other than Bunny Day, Animal Crossing is so great. It really is a time suck. And there really could not have been a better game to come out during the quarantine than Animal Crossing. Like, it's perfect. Although I will say, and you and Abby have experienced this, but like, I do not want to share my island, you know, like,
no, that's well, you my don't island. Have to,
I don't have yours. To. I know. I don't have a second player, but like,
I think it's, I think that was stupid because like Abby's the main person on the island anyways. So from my understanding, from what I've read anyways, I have a limited amount of stuff I can do anyways. Like, I can't decide, I don't think, even to bring people to the island or build things.
No. Like, only the resident second representative.
Person. She started it. She's the resident. She's the representative of the island. Or
right.
Right. I'm just living there in my tent, bringing down the property value. Everybody else has houses, and I'm still in a tent.
I know. Revelers, it was pretty hilarious. Before we started recording, Abby was on as well, and was saying she's playing Matt's Jurek's character right now so she can upgrade his tent to stop muddying up her town.
Gotta get me a house.
Right.
I would maybe play it a bit if I could have my own island and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like it sucks all the fun out for the second player.
It does. And I can't imagine having a family of four or something with
four
mom,
people?
Dad, and like kids or something that also want to play and they're on the island just like fucking shit up.
Right. So Nate, our producer, Nate, who's not here with us tonight, but he told me he was playing online with his niece, his like 8-year-old niece or something the other day.
Oh, does Nate have Animal Crossing too?
He does. Yeah. And he was playing online with his niece and he was like, oh my God, kids fuck up your whole town. He was just like, this is a disaster. I'm going to spend days fixing what just happened. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I thought there was a limited amount of stuff people can do when they come actually visit your island.
I don't know. If you're best friends, which, you know, pretty much anyone comes to visit my island, I make them a best friend. Which is basically just Abby and one other person at this point. But I think if you're best friends, you can at least find materials and you can do some stuff. I don't know. So, okay. But apparently Natestown is all messed up. I don't know. But this week, Drake, we are going to be playing Dr. Mario on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, here we go. Dr. Mario NES question number one. There are three viruses you must defeat in this game: red, blue, and yellow. These viruses actually have names. What are they?
I have no idea. I know, supposedly, according to the manual, the red virus is a female.
That is true. but that's
don't
not.
Know. I don't
her
know
name is not their, female. Their name. Her name is not female.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
That is incorrect. So the red virus is named Fever. The blue virus is named Chill. And the yellow virus is named Weird.
Weird is named what?
Weird.
Weird,
yep. Revelers, we may be having some technical issues right now. I don't know. Drick's cutting in and out.
I'm cutting in now too.
You are now, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, I didn't understand a word he just said.
Oh, God. Uh oh.
Nope, we're okay. Nope, we're okay.
We're okay.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
I'll do some editing and post and fix that. But yeah, so they have names. They're never actually named in the manual of the NES version of Dr. Mario, but they appeared in a comic book adaptation of Dr. Mario in which they were given these names. This comic was called Dr. Mario, the Doctor is in over his head, and was released in October of 1991. Bonus question, Drake. Red and Blue, Fever and Chill are each named after what?
Are each named after what?
Yeah. What are they named after from the game?
What are they named after?
From the game.
I don't know. Symptoms of a virus?
Incorrect, Drake. they're named Fever and Chill after the two music tracks available in the game that are some of the greatest tunes in all of video games.
What?
Fever and Chill. Fever, especially, is one of the greatest songs of all time. Well, we have to pick that one. I mean, I think that's the default one. But the Dr. Mario theme, Fever, is fucking sweet.
I'm not familiar with the Dr. Mario music.
Oh, man. Well,
I've not played a lot of this game.
Well, you will be.
As far as like puzzle games like this, I was a Tetris kid.
A Tetris man. I like puzzle games like this, but I'm so bad at them.
Yeah, I'm decent at Tetris, and I'm pretty good at columns the way me and you play.
Yeah, when we try and fill up the whole screen.
We play it wrong. We play it the exact opposite way you're supposed to play it, but I think it's more fun that way.
Okay, you're 0 for 1 here, Drake. 0 for 1. That question about the music was just a bonus question. So,
yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Question number 2. This game may not appear to be too difficult at first glance, but it should definitely be classified in the Nintendo hard genre of games. If you somehow manage to make it to the last two levels, how much height space do you have to work with?
Oh, God.
Like how many lines basically of height space do you have to work with in the last two levels?
I'm gonna say two.
That is incorrect, Jurek. You are very close. It's three. But you have three.
I debated between three and two, and then I watched here on level 10, and I was like, oh, it looks like here, even on level 10, there's like five or six, so it must get down to like two.
And no, it gets to three, and the viruses take up the entire screen. Like, it's insane. Like, I don't know how you would ever beat that.
How many levels are there? What's the final? I didn't know there was a beating this game. I thought maybe it was like Tetris, where it just kind of keeps going, and you're going for like a high score.
No, and Tetris also has an end. There's definitely people who have gone to the kill screen. But I don't actually know what level it is. But the last two is all I know. Give you a height space of three to work with, which I thought was insane. Okay, so we're 0-2 here, Jurek. 0-2.
0-2.
Here we go. Question.
Not looking good.
Question number three: is Dr. Mario a legitimate doctor?
I mean, I wouldn't want him doing any procedures on me. I'm gonna say no.
That is correct.
I don't think he went to medical school at all.
I mean, that's sort of correct. I'm gonna give it a wrong and a right. So it's unclear if he's a legitimate doctor or not. It's unclear, but most signs point to no. He is not a legitimate doctor.
I mean, I would definitely ask to see his license.
So I'm going to read this. So in an interview from 2015 by Game Informer, Shigeru Miyamoto was asked, Mario has been a boxing referee, a doctor, an Olympian, and a carpenter. Are all these official careers in Mario lore? If he has a medical degree, why does he continue his plumbing business? And Shigeru Miyamoto's response, and I'm just going to read this verbatim here. He said, there's really only one rule in terms of the things that Mario does. Generally, it's that he's more on the blue-collar side. He's hardworking and certainly much more physical in nature. So, I think that a doctor is sort of an unexpected and perhaps unbelievable role for Mario. Perhaps the Dr. Mario you're thinking of was maybe, in some way, not necessarily legitimate. That is what Shigeru Miyamoto says about Dr. Mario. So that's okay. not a legitimate doctor. From the man himself. So
yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you 1 point.
I would not want him performing surgery or anything on me.
Also, one of my questions.
He's not necessarily a surgeon.
No, he's actually like a pharmacist rather than.
He's not a doctor at all.
I know. Like, and that's like he's wearing a lab coat, which is. I guess doctors wear lab coats, but like he's more of a pharmacist than a doctor. And why would he have a stethoscope or a mirror on his head? Like the mirror thing? If he's just a pharmacist, I don't know. It doesn't make much sense. I was trying to make that a question somehow, but I couldn't do it. So, Drake, I'm going to give you 1-3 this week. Not too shabby, not too shabby. Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Dr. Mario on the NES?
I sure do.
Great.
Dr. Mario. Yeah. Dr. Mario was released in 1990. Developed and published by Nintendo, obviously. The producer of the game is Gunpei Yokoi. I never know if that's how you pronounce that, or Gunpei Yokoi. We've talked about this guy before.
Okay. What else has he done? I mean, I'm sure I know a lot of stuff.
He's most famous for three things that aren't actually like making games necessarily. He created Game and Watch.
Okay.
Which is where we've talked about him before.
Okay. Oh yeah, and we played all three Game and Watch games.
Yeah, because we played a bunch of Game and Watch games. So yeah. He created Game and Watch. He is apparently the inventor of the control pad, the D-pad on Nintendo.
He's
the one that created the cross-shaped like control pad.
Yep. Genius.
And he was the lead designer on the Game Boy.
Ah, okay. The lead designer on the Game Boy.
Yep.
Okay.
So, pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal, that's right. Cool.
He played a major role in the way video games shaped out. Oh shit.
What happened?
Hang on, give me a second here.
Oh my god.
No, when I was taking my notes, apparently, even though I know it was on the Wikipedia, I did not write down the composer for some reason. I just like
you skipped right over it.
Skipped right over it. So
I am also realizing right now as we're recording this that we forgot to listen to music beforehand.
We did.
Whoops.
So don't know that we can talk about it, but
well, we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. Yeah. I love the music of this game, but
yeah, see, I'm not familiar with the music really, but here we go. Okay, I got it. The composer is Hirokazu Tanaka.
Hirokazu Tanaka. Do we know what he did?
Who has worked on such games as...
He quick reads the Wikipedia off his phone.
let's see. Donkey Kong. He did the sound effects for the original Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong 2 and 3.
Nice.
Donkey Kong Jr., Popeye.
Whoa. Donkey Kong 2?
Yeah, I don't know what Donkey Kong 2 is.
Not Donkey Kong Country 2.
No, it just says Donkey Kong 2. Oh, it's Game & Watch game.
Oh, okay. Interesting, because there is never, like, Donkey Kong Jr. is basically Donkey Kong 2.
That's what I always thought, but I know there's also a Donkey Kong 3.
There is a Donkey Kong 3, and that's different. Yeah. That has Stanley the Insect Killer, and not Mario or Donkey. Well, no, Donkey's in it, but yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, some other games we played, Wild Gunman and Duck Hunt.
Nice.
When we did our light gun games.
Yep.
With like three other people, he did music for Earthbound.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, I actually have not. I've been meaning to get to it, but,
I think you would like
it. It's on the backlog. Actually, every single day this last week, I've been like, you know what? I should start another game of Earthbound, but, but I haven't yet. So,
yeah.
Because there's Animal Crossing and Smash to play, but
yeah. So those are, I guess, kind of the bigger games he's done.
Great. Well, should we listen to some of his jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. It's so fucking good. Fever is just one of the best songs of all time. There's two songs in this game, Fever and Chill.
Is it like Tetris where you pick kind of the song that it's going to be playing while you're playing?
Yeah. But
like
I think
Tetris, you have like A, B, and C or whatever.
Yeah, but I think there's only A and B in this one. Do you want to? Can you take a look real quick? You're in control of the online right now. So
Fever, Chill, or off.
Although. There is menu music now that I just had to take a quick little listen to it. Like normally Revelers, we listen to the music beforehand, but we obviously didn't do that tonight. So, but yeah, so like in the music we just played, it's Fever, Chill, and then the menu music. But actually the order will be the menu music, Chill, and then Fever. Cause Fever's so fucking good.
Save the best for last.
You know it. But yeah, oh, what else you got?
But yeah, so otherwise, I mean, you know, it's a puzzle game in the light of like Tetris and stuff, where it's things coming down from the top that you have to manipulate the direction they're in. In this, it's just it's like a pill that has two different colors on either side, and you can align it with, you know, either color on either side, or you can have it like straight up and down. And you have the screen already has a bunch of viruses on it that you need to get rid of the viruses by aligning four of the same color.
Yeah.
So there's yellow, there's red, and there's blue. And the pills will have, you know, that as well. Maybe there's a pill that's two reds or one that's red and blue. And you align it and stack them up on the viruses to make four in a row. And when you make four in a row, it disappears. And then whatever is attached to it, like you can have a color hanging up. And then it'll drop down. It's strategizing too about like the future.
Yeah, you can
when you get rid of this, one will fall down to the next level or whatever, down lower. But otherwise, yeah, basically you're trying to get rid of all the viruses on the screen.
Yeah. So sorry, I was distracted. I was trying to.
I can see you. You know.
I know. You can. apologies, revelers. I was picking out a discussion question that we also forgot to discuss beforehand tonight. So,
we're doing
really well on episode 200 here. We're doing really well. but yeah, we'll use one of Lamont's questions that he just sent in. So, anyway, what do you think, Drake? Should we get to this game?
We might as well.
Let's do it.
Dr. Mario.
Little Dr. Mario. I think before we get there, though, we ought to do a shot. And Revelers, as already. You may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes,
so
please.
If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
It's hard to cilantro at the same time because I think there's a slight delay in the.
Oh, there could be.
You know, like just very slight, but I don't know. It's hard to sync up.
Everything's over the interwebs.
Everything's over the interwebs. I mean, let's just get into this. Let's just play some two player fucking Dr. Mario.
All right. We'll just start at level zero.
Yeah, level zero. A guy like me would choose low speed.
Okay.
Oh, I can choose my own speed. You can choose your own speed.
You choose your own.
I'm going to choose low because I'm very bad at these games. And
as am I. I mean, I'm decent at Tetris, but
I'm okay.
Which surprisingly, we have not played yet on this podcast.
No, we have not. In fact, I think we were planning on playing Tetris and Dr. Mario on the same day, but
possible.
Or we talked about that, you know, probably 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, now we don't just have to have an episode where we play Tetris at some
maybe
point.
Maybe in a few weeks, like, let's see, episode, what, 208 will be 4 years? So maybe that's a monumental episode. Maybe in 8 weeks we'll be able to get together
we
again.
We can play Tetris.
Or we can do some kind of monumental episode, you know? Like I wanted 200 to be something special, you know? But
I know.
Here we are just playing Dr. Mario. Over fucking Wi-Fi, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, at least the Switch allows us to play Nintendo game two-player.
It does. And Revelers, we will be back in 1 second while I take care of one thing here. And we're back. Sorry about that, Revelers. Had to plug something back in that was unplugged. And also Jerks
and my
dogs
started going crazy.
Yep, they did. but we're back now, and everything's good, so... What do you think? Should we get to some frickin' Dr. Mario here?
So I think I accidentally hit start and it kind of started already.
Oh, that's okay. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready for this.
So we've got some pills that have already dropped.
Oh, they've already dropped even.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't notice it until a second ago. I mean, I guess we could.
No. Oh, just no. Fuck it. Let's do it.
It's level one. We should be able to.
Oh my god. Oh, and I'm looking at your screen. Okay. This is a disaster.
Screen.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's gonna be okay, Harold. It's gonna be okay.
I don't know. Yeah, oh my god.
I dropped a bunch.
Oh, you're I think we're having audio issues. I don't know. It's hard to tell. You're kind of cutting in and out.
Oh, damn it. That was stupid. Oh, God, that's even stupider. This game is... I've fucked myself, like, royally right now.
Maybe we...
By not pay. Oh, I can't even... I don't think...
You're fucked. You are fucked. Don't worry, I'm going to win here pretty quick.
All right, good. Let's just get this level over with, because I totally screwed myself by... I don't even know what the hell happened there. Well, I do know exactly what happened. We
oh shit! Yes, double things combo were just
dropping. You can't go there. God damn! I could. Oh my god! You
derailed me. You have derailed, bro. I have
hardcore derailed. My game is bullshit. It is over.
Oh, you dropped some. Dots, yeah, because
I luckily somehow got like three in a row, but I can never win. I've screwed myself on one of the blue ones like right away. Yep, I can't get over there now. I can't get that yellow. Oh no, I can get it away. I can get this yellow one. Get over there. That's yes. Okay.
Oh, I was gonna win, but then my D-pad didn't go straight down. That was stupid.
Don't blame your D-pad.
I'm blaming my D-pad.
I mean, I've basically like screwed myself. I can't. Good. Thank God you could win because I couldn't. I literally made it so my game was unwinnable.
You did,
right?
Trix,
unwinnable. Revelers,
just so you know what's happening here, there's a blue virus like right in the middle of the bottle. And Jurik has got, he managed to get enough pills on top of it so that he cannot place a single another one on top. And, yeah. And are you taking a picture, Jurik? Yeah, take a picture and let's post this shit on Twitter because this shit is fucking hilarious.
I totally just screwed myself hardcore and made my game unwinnable.
I like how, too, this picture is going to go online, and we're at level zero and on low.
Level zero. Well, it's because I hit start accidentally, and we weren't paying attention, so we dropped a bunch of pills without manipulating them at all.
I think
I'll do better on this next level, I promise.
I think I thought like the demo was still playing or something. Like I didn't realize that it was the actual game, but...
All right, here we go. We're starting again.
Okay, here we go. New game. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is the way to do it.
Now we're cooking with
juice. Now we're cooking with juice. You know it. Boom. Oh, shit. Oh, man, I really messed that up. Okay.
Earl's just apparently having issues.
Okay, so
I had issues as well, so I have no excuse here.
Well, my...
Boom.
Victory. Oh my god, you won already? What the fuck? Like, okay, so I have a habit of, like, when I know where my piece wants to go, I just press down so that it fucking drops there, you know? But for some reason, the D-pad on this Switch NES controller, if you press straight down, likes to go down and to the right. So
sure it does.
Yeah, no, I'm blaming my controller. I had no issues. This is definitely my controller's fault. That was not my fault at all.
Yeah, let's blame the controller. That's just like saying the game cheats.
No, the game does cheat. It fucking ruins my controller.
Sometimes games do cheat. It's legit.
That is legit, especially NES games. But
yeah,
I mean, the game cheated came from playing NES games. Like, you know,
yeah,
that's why that fucking exists. Oh my god, I got the combo. So did you?
I got the exact same combo as you. Oh, but you fucked me.
Oh, you fucked me though. You fucked me.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah.
The way you dropped. Yeah, the way you dropped them really screwed me over there.
Oh no. Oh, fucked myself!
Don't do that. Oh, so did I.
Oh, my God. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yep. We both did terrible. Okay, now it's about who can recover faster.
I can. I'm gonna say I can right now. Boom. Oh, okay, my God.
Get these.
Yes, I did it.
These are all useless.
Boom!
Oh, yeah.
Yes! I'm the Dr. Mario fucking master, bruh. That's what they call me. I don't know if you know that.
Nobody has ever called you that.
Yeah, they have. All the people that I know that you don't know call me the Dr. Mario Master.
I've never experienced anyone.
My D-pad, I will say, my D-pad is not correct right now. It is not correct. No, I don't want that.
I'm sure your D-pad is just fine.
Nope, it's literally the worst. I don't want all these fucking double blues. Why do you keep giving me double blues, bruh?
I know, I got... I guess I didn't really get double blues.
Oh! I'm mad at this controller right now. That is what I'm mad at. I don't even know what I need to do now. I do not even know. Oh, my God. This was...
Oh, no. God.
What have I done?
I screwed myself because I twisted my thing. I pressed it the wrong way.
No.
I don't know what I'm fucking doing.
Don't worry. You're not screwed.
I need yellows.
Look at what I got going over here. This is nuts.
Oh, you got chaos.
Yeah, absolute chaos. Yes! Oh, I still need a fucking... God damn it. Okay.
Oh, you're trying to hit me with some shit, but it didn't do anything.
Well, it will. How do I hit you with shit? No, I don't even know how to do that.
I think when you get combos,
it drops blocks.
If you get like two, a combo of two, it'll drop two random blocks. If you get more, okay, I won.
Oh, I was just about to win, man. Okay, we're tied 2-2 here. Two crowns apiece.
Trey. Oh, is it like?
You see
first
those
three?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think it is. I don't know. But we should, like, we'll play this and then let's try and like play like some crazy fast level or something. Like, let's start it like way later. Like okay. Level 25 or whatever. I don't know. Like, let's just try it. See what happens. This game is fun. I will tell you that much.
I shouldn't have done that.
Ha, ha, ha.
I mean, it didn't screw me. It just delayed my victory.
I don't want these double reds. Why do they keep giving me double reds when there's no fucking red even out there? That's okay. I win. Woo!
Damn it.
Boom. Oh, game over, it says. Yeah. Yeah, let's try on like a slightly harder one and see what happens.
All right. Up where it gets more... requires more skill because I think it gives us the same pieces.
It does each time.
So on these early levels, it's just about like, don't screw up and press down faster than the other person.
Yeah, and I know, but when I press down, it goes down and to the right, and I'm not pressing down and to the right. I can tell you that much. Like, I know how to work a D-pad.
You can start
at a different level. Well, there's 20 levels.
There are 20 levels, as I found out, because I didn't realize there was an end to this game.
Right.
But when you said that, then I looked up, do you want to know how fast somebody can beat this game from level 0 to 20?
From 0 to 20? Let's see. I guess that somebody can beat this game in... I'm going to guess, it seems like
you're still subject to the pieces kind of that drop. I assume it's not the same every time. I assume you can't, like, memorize.
No, I don't think you can memorize it.
It's a pretty big discrepancy from
each time.
One to even from, like, number one, the fastest, to, you know, number four.
Yeah. Okay, I would guess, how about 26 minutes and 13 seconds.
No, it takes a little longer than that.
A little longer than that. Okay, but I'm right in my, like, it's not like an 8-minute thing, like right? Like,
no.
So, okay, how about 32 minutes and 41 seconds?
Ooh, you're very close.
What do we got?
31 minutes and 51 seconds.
Oof. 31 minutes, though. In a half hour, someone can just fucking bump
someone
this
just,
game
like,
out.
Just, like, breezes through. Like, have you ever watched the, like, you know, they refer to people who are really good at chess and stuff as, like, grandmasters.
Grandmasters, yeah.
They do the same thing with Tetris.
Right. They're
Tetris grandmaster.
I actually...
And those guys are fucking insane.
Oh, you know what? We'll play Tetris someday on this podcast. Yeah. I'll save my question for that. I found out a great piece of trivia about Tetris today while I was reading about Dr. Mario. But I'm definitely going to...
It's a combined game.
What?
There was a combined...
Oh, yeah, Tetris and Dr. Mario.
Tetris and Dr. Mario.
Which I'm sure will be on the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo Switch Nintendo thing sooner rather than
later. And that, and that's where in the manual for that is where it says that the red virus is female.
Is female, right? Right. And there's other viruses now.
Are not like gendered.
There's like there's been way more Dr. Mario games than I thought. Like there's the NES one. There's one for N64.
There was a mobile one.
There was a mobile one, but there was Dr. Mario's for DS, 3DS, for fucking Game Boy Advance. Like they're all over the place. There's Dr. Yeah. There's a Dr. Luigi. Like I don't know. There's fucking Dr. Mario's all over the place. I'm going to start on level 5. Is that what you're going to do?
Sure. I'm going to start on level 5, and while we're playing, let's shoot that discussion question.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay. Discussion question. So
I assume it's the one that you texted me last week.
Oh, my God. Oh, I did. I did text you this. This is the... Lamont.
It's a good question.
Lamont sent us...
It's fitting that in our episode 200, our discussion question comes from our oldest fan, Lamont.
Yep. So Lamont, he sent us a great list of discussion questions, and this one is maybe the greatest discussion question I've ever read. Like, this one is so fucking good. Okay. Are you ready, Drake?
That's a good one.
Here we go. Discussion question from Lamont. If you were God and hell was being trapped in a video game, where would you send all of the sinners? Which one? Which video game would you send people to? I don't know. I think my first thought is Donkey Kong Country 2. Oh!
Of course it is. Oh,
we'll be back in just a second, Revelers. And we're back. Sorry about that, Revelers. We had a little dog crisis that we had to... A
dog incident.
Yep.
But we're back.
Okay, so we're back.
This is one of the difficulties of recording at home.
It is. Yep. We got dogs to deal with. But, Jurek, if you were God and hell was being trapped in a video game, where would you send all of the sinners? That is the greatest question that has ever been sent into this podcast. Although
that's a really good question.
I mean, that one is really good.
I was God and hell was a video
game. Hell was a video game. Where would you send all the sinners?
What video game?
Also, Lamont, just like that is just fucking great wording. Like the wording of it is so good. Like, where would you send all the sinners? And let's see, what's a video game that just fucking is grating and just like, what if you had to like be in like Ninja Gaiden constantly or Castlevania? You know, I guess eventually you'd memorize it and be able to
memorize it. So like those games, are like, that's my here. Let's start playing and we'll discuss
we
play.
Yep. So we're doing
start at level 5.
We're going to start on level 5. We're still on low.
Holy shit.
Level 5 is insane.
My thing is with that, what do you like? Do you just go by a game that's considered to be like super difficult?
Right. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know.
Or like a game that's, you know, bad, or like is difficult because it's bad.
Right. I don't know.
That's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one.
You know, oh shit, I might be fucked here.
Quick. I think I'm doing okay. I think.
I'm dead. Fucked. I lost.
Wow. Cool. I did.
I was too close to the top, and I couldn't get rid of him.
Oh, and actually, you had more points had than more me. I had more points than you. I had 15 viruses left. You had 17.
Oh, that's the number you have left.
Yeah, that's the number you have left.
I wasn't sure what that number was.
Yep. But video game.
You go with, we've played some bad video games.
How about like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
I know, that's kind of what I'm thinking, is something that's just like, it's so bad that you just don't want to play it.
Right. Well, because it's hell, so it has to be
right.
Pretty, not good, right? Like, you want it to be something miserable. God, I keep messing up too.
I just messed up doubly.
It's hard to plan.
I can't plan ahead well enough.
Shit. I know. I'm not.
No, this is gonna be stupid. Oh yeah.
well, we're also talking about it. There we go. I got a combo.
Nailed it. Oh, I think I got a double coming up. Yeah. Oh, you fucked me though. You did the same to me, though.
Oh my god, I'm literally fucked. I cannot
gone the other way.
Complete this game now. Oh my god, here we go. Boom. Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, all right. So far, we've each won. Fucked up too bad. Not because either of us did well.
I think that's how this is gonna go. I would like to try a later level now. Like, let's just keep amping it up.
You want to go even later than level 5?
All right, well, let's just keep...
We can't even beat this. We can if you want.
No.
We will in a second. Let's finish our discussion topic.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you go with something that's terrible just because it's terrible, or something that's, like, super difficult,
like Dark Souls.
Mario Lost Level.
Lost Levels.
Ninja Gaiden, which, like, those games are difficult, but they're not necessarily unfairly difficult.
No.
Whereas Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I felt like, was just
that is unfairly
nonsensical
difficult.
And just unfairly difficult.
Yeah, I agree. Oh man. I wanted
Oh god damn it.
Mario is so hard.
God, oh god, now okay, now
no!
I'm just giving up.
Oh, you gave up. Okay, great.
Because I put like multiple things in the wrong place. There was no chance.
Revelers, sorry if there's a weird echo. Like, I don't know if it's being recorded. I can hear an echo in my ears of my own voice, and so I don't know. I don't usually hear that, but I think it's being recorded. So I'm sorry if that's true. I also let a bunch of blocks just fall. Willy-nilly on my shit, so
this is working out okay.
Is it would we say it's
no.
Is that what we would say?
No, I mean, hard to say, man.
Everything's wrong. This is the worst.
Everything is wrong.
My
brain just does not work with this game.
It also doesn't like I can make my brain work with this game, but I have to be like fucking focused on it. I can't be chit-chatting about
it is,
where we're sending
it is a lot
scenarios.
Harder than some other puzzle games.
Although I feel like I haven't given a good answer to that question.
I know. Like I feel like I want it. Or do I just? Oh damn it!
Combo.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Or do you just, like, trap somebody in a, like... What if I trap somebody in a level of Lolo that's unbeatable, and they just hear that same repetitive over and over until it drives them fucking mad?
I mean, that's not a bad choice. Like, I feel like that is hell right there. You know, like that is not good. Oh, I messed up
that way.
This game. Oh my god.
I don't even know what I'm doing now.
I'm blaming my D-pad.
I'm blaming my brain.
There we go. Boom.
Because I'm just terrible at this game.
Apparently, I am too. Like, absolutely terrible. Although, you're dropping blocks on me like it ain't no thing, bruh. Like, you're just gonna fucking... Here we go. Boom. Okay, I guess I'll go down here.
Nothing over here. I can just... Oh, God damn it. Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. We're all okay.
Nope. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Fine.
Do this.
Fine.
No! Oh! Sorry. This fucking game. This is the worst. All right, I'm over this.
This is the worst. Okay, you gave me the win.
I fucked myself. Like, I just... Everything was wrong. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, but hang on. I got to think about this question for a minute. Like, what video game would I send the sinners to? Like, what is the most painful video game to play?
What's just brutally...
Maybe not even brutally difficult, but just brutally, like, the worst.
Like, just unfair, and you don't want to play it.
I mean, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for NES is actually a pretty...
Yeah, that's a pretty... Because that game's just nonsensical, and, like...
It makes no sense.
The whole system of the game is just stupid. Like, why do you have a fucking cane?
Right, you can't do anything. It's so dumb. Man, maybe we should revisit that. We played that in the first week we did these. I don't know.
I know.
Maybe not the first week, but the first
play
few
that game
episodes.
Ever again.
I think it was six or seven or something. Let's see. Boy, I don't know. This is a tough question. Where would you send all the sinners? If you were God and
what
hell was a
video
game,
hell.
Where would you send all the sinners? I'm going to say, oh, God. I guess I'm going to say Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but I don't think that's the right answer.
I might say Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde as well.
I think there's a worse game to go to. Like, what's just like, or maybe like Superman 64, where it just sucks. Like,
it's just terrible.
You can't see anything. Like, everything's foggy, like 10 feet in front of you.
Or maybe it's playing Lemmings with another person. Me and Abby played Lemmings together one time, and it's infuriating playing that game two player because you fuck over each other to the point where you can't do anything.
Right. You fucked over the other person so hard that you're also fucked.
That you're so fucked too because they've been fucking you over, and you get to a point where you we're both just now sending people to do nothing because you can't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, God, I'm just trying to think of
I think I'm gonna have to go with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I guess I'm gonna go with the same answer, but I feel like we should have different answers. But I mean, hell is a video game, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That game sucks.
That game is so frustrating.
It is. But there's other frustrating games. How about games that just don't work? Like, what about E.T. for fucking? What if you were?
I've never played E.T., so I can only speak to what other people say about.
Basically, in that game, you just fall into holes, and then a guy comes and touches you, and you die.
That's my understanding.
I think actually E.T. for Atari might be the right answer. I don't know.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm gonna go with. That's what I'm going to go with.
Dr. Jekyll or E.T.
Yep. Shitty games, and those games would be hell if you were in them. Trick, what do we... Oh, my God. I got the hiccups. I got burps.
I mean, we're over an hour.
Are we? Are we? I'm ready to be done with Dr. Mario. I don't know. Do you want to do one?
Here, let's try one. Let's crank it up to level 20.
Level 20. Let's do high. Let's go down to speed high.
Oh, God.
Let's try it. Let's try
speed high. We'll see who lasts the longest, which will be one game. It'll be over in 2 seconds.
1 second each. All right, here we go.
Right,
level
ready,
20.
Here we go.
Oh my god. I won. There's 84 viruses.
There are 84 viruses.
Fucking viruses.
You didn't eliminate a single one.
Here we go.
Because the entire screen is filled with viruses. Oh, God damn. Nope.
Dead. I still have one, two in a row.
You still won two in a row.
Fucking dominating.
Right. Here we go.
This is it. All right. Oh my god. Nope. Oh, yep. I lost that one. Okay. Well,
I wasn't. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm not even trying to like eliminate viruses.
Okay, so
my medicine over to the far side of the screen to get it out of the way.
My question for you is like, what? I'm dead. Like I don't know. Like in the world record, 30 minutes or whatever it was, 31 or whatever. Yeah, 31, like, are they playing on high or low or medium?
I would imagine they're playing on high, but I guess I don't know.
You think that would be the way to get like the main world record? Right?
It says zero. It says zero level. There's records for level 0 to 10, and a record for level 0 to 20.
Okay.
And I gave you the time for level 0 to 20.
0 to 20, 31 minutes. All right. Oh, my God. This game is fucking... I'm dead. Oh, my God. I got a line.
What?
Yes! I am the ultimate Dr. Mario champion. Jurek just lost.
But you didn't eliminate a virus. We still both have 8.
I did. I got a line, though. I got one. I got 4 in a row. All yellows, but they didn't. They were just 4 yellows in a row. They didn't eliminate a virus. But, well, Drake, what do you think? Is it time to move on to final shots for final thoughts?
It is time for final shots for final thoughts.
Great, let's do it, revelers. If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Ah, and cilantro. It's unusually difficult to be in sync and cheersing online. It's very weird. I don't know. It's an odd thing. Okay, Drake. Okay, here we go. Dr. Mario NES, how many viruses out of 5 do you give? Actually, let's how many red viruses out of 5?
Oh.
Fever, if you will. How many fevers out of 5 do you give Dr. Mario for the NES?
I'm going to give it...
How do you say?
It's a nice twist on the
I mean, this game...
kind of forms a puzzle. I mean, it's a very early, obviously, puzzle game.
Well, so like, not back in the day, when the NES was its, you know, the thing, there you had your Tetris people... And you had your Dr. Mario people, and there was not much. I mean, I'm sure there was crossover, obviously, but but there was the diehard fans of each. I mean, this game is fucking top notch. There's been so many remakes and, you know, additions. The mobile game was actually really fun.
I didn't play it at all.
It's different than this. It's different than NES Dr. Mario. It's more like you strategically choose where to place your pieces. They don't just keep falling. So like,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's actually I had a good time with it. I only played it for like a month or something, but it's a mobile game, but it was fun. And it's free, so I would highly recommend it.
I mean, I'll give this game, I'll give it 4, I think.
4?
Or are we changing to a 10-point scale?
No, we're going to stick with 5 for right now. I think next week we're going to change to a 10-point scale. After we did 200 episodes, we're going to change. Because it's time to adapt a little bit. And a 5-point scale is just a little too hard.
Change and start with episode.
Well, should we do it? Should we do a 10-point scale?
I'm gonna give it 8.
8. An 8 out of 10. Oh my god, I can't believe we're doing this. I guess I'm gonna give it we went to a 10-point scale so we didn't have to do points anymore, and I was like, I'm gonna do an 8.5.
You still can.
I know.
It can be a 100-point scale, but out of 10.
But out essentially. Of right. I guess I think I would give it an 8.5, maybe a 9. Like, this game is super fucking good. Like, I really get it. Like, I get why people love it. I get why it was a phenomenon. I just am terrible at it, so I don't like it that much personally.
It takes a lot of playing it, I feel like, to really get a grasp of like the strategy involved and planning things out, and you really have to be even more so than Tetris. You have to really be paying attention to what's on your screen and what's coming.
And like Tetris, you know, you make your four lines except for the four on the end, you know, where your long block is going to go.
Always leave a spot for the long block.
And that is, that's actually an easier, you're right, that is an easier strategy than you can use for Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario is a more difficult game than Tetris. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I don't know if that's true.
But, oh, no, it's totally completely different skill set.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It requires just your brain to think in a different way.
Yeah, yeah. But the, I think the problem lies in that when people play Dr. Mario, they immediately think they get into that Tetris mindset, which is the wrong mindset to be in.
Which is my problem, because I've played a lot of Tetris in my life, so I, when I think of falling block like puzzle
you're
game
trying to
like
fill
this,
in the pieces
I think Tetris
right and trying to make lines
that you can't think that way in this. You have to think positioning and color coordination,
right?
It's tough. Color coordination plays no role in
Tetris. That's true. This game is slightly more difficult. I think I'm gonna give it an 8.5. I don't know, 8.5 out of 10. It's good. The music to me is so fucking good. Fever is like the best song.
I can't really hear the music because I had headphones on the whole time.
Well, it's playing right now. We're on Fever, but there's a remix track on Smash Brothers of Fever. And it, cause you know, there's like 1,000 songs in Smash Brothers or something like that. Like
every fucking song from any game that's ever been on a Nintendo system.
Fucking insane. Also, Dr. Mario is in Smash. He's actually like Dr. Mario in Smash is always like in pro players tier lists. He's always way down there on the tier list. But myself,
wait, is he different than just Mario?
He is different than just Mario. He's basically just Mario, but he is not considered an Echo Fighter like Daisy is to Peach or Richter is to Simon. You know, like.
Is he his own character on the select screen?
He's his own character on the select screen. Yep. Yep.
Oh.
He has a couple different moves than Mario does, but mostly the same. But he still kind of sucks. However, whenever I come across a Dr. Mario, which is very rare, but whenever I do, I'm like, I am fucked. Because a guy, anyone who's playing Dr. Mario is good as shit with Dr. Mario. Like it's, I'm always scared when I face a Dr. Mario because I know I'm going to lose. I'm just like, well, this Dr. Mario is about to fuck me up. And they do. They do. But yeah, I don't know. Dr. Mario, pretty great game all around. I would highly recommend it. Obviously I would say most people listening to this podcast have played Dr. Mario before, but you know,
probably,
but who knows? I don't know. If you haven't, get out there and play it, Revelers. Get out there and play some Dr. Mario, especially the NES version. It's fucking, it's the version. I mean, it is Dr. Mario. The other versions are fun and they add in some wacky stuff, but like, you know, this is fucking Dr. Mario. Level 20 on high. I dare ya. I fucking dare ya, Rebels.
I can't imagine how anybody can clear that.
I'm sure people can, but
I'm sure people can as well, but it just it's
impossible.
A bunch of nonsense.
Jurek, if the Rebels wanted to tweet at you about you're right. I'm so sorry. What did other people think of this game, Jurek? My bad.
I couldn't find any good Amazon reviews.
It's all the game doesn't work, blah, blah, blah.
Basically, yeah. But professional reviewers and stuff, since they received it fairly positively.
Well, yeah.
Reviewing the NES version, All Game, which I assume is the website or something, praised it, saying the release, stating that on its release, when puzzle games were flooding the market, Dr. Mario stands out as one of the best, combining a smooth learning curve, playful graphics, and memorable tunes.
Tunes.
Yeah.
Fever and the fundamental
concepts.
Good.
Yeah, the fundamental concepts may be simple, but the addictive gameplay becomes progressively more complex as the speed increases and additional viruses are added.
84 in level 20.
Yeah. seems impossible.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, GamePro gave the... So there was a Tetris and Dr. Mario compilation on the SNES.
Yeah, Tetris and Dr. Mario. It's a great fucking game. It's literally Tetris and Dr. Mario.
And they praised it for its sharp controls and absorbing action are what make these two classics even better as a pair than they were alone.
Yeah. They are a pair, you know, like... Even though they're not the same game, Tetris and Dr. Mario just belong together. They're the two main puzzle
games. They're kind of the two original, the originators of the falling, you know, whatever shapes.
I guess I would maybe throw columns in there as well, but columns I think was a little later and not...
Columns was definitely later.
Yeah. Also just not as well known as Tetris and Dr. Mario. You know,
yeah, it was rated as the 134th best game released on a Nintendo system, a Nintendo Power's top 200 games list.
Okay. So 134 out of 200. Interesting. I think I might have rated it higher than that, but I've never made a list that long, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot of games. Yeah. IGN has it rated as the 51st best NES game of all time.
That sounds right. That sounds about right. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Out of all, like, however many NES games there are.
There's 658 or something like that. 78? I don't know. Yeah. There's like 600 and some.
Games Radar ranked it way higher as the 13th best NES game of all ever made.
I would say that is actually probably more accurate.
I think that's a little high for me. Probably.
You do? I mean, think of 13 NES games that you think are just phenomenal.
I think I can probably think of 13 that are better than Dr. Mario.
All right. I guess I could probably, but I don't know. There's Dr. Mario is pretty Mario fucking good.
I mean, it's definitely good. But
this is one of the games, as a collector, though, this is one of the games that you get like a billion copies of. Just like buying lots on eBay or whatever however you're collecting. You just end up with a bunch of Dr. Marios. At least I did.
No doubt, I'm sure. I mean, you can get it, $6?
$6 on eBay? Amazon. Yeah, or on Amazon even, nice. Yeah, I mean, this game is not expensive, but it is a classic, and the reason it's not expensive is because literally everyone owned it. So there's so many fucking copies out there. What else we got, Trick? Or is that
that's about it?
That's about it. Well, if
everybody loved the game,
great. If the Rebblers wanted to tweet at you about Dr. Mario, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Derek?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry @.com.
At gmail.com. I don't know if that came through. It cut out for me. Yes. So
RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
There it is. And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. Lamont, thank you so much for the discussion question tonight. That's literally
that was a good one. That's really a hard question.
It's a hard question, but the way it was worded was just so good, and it just like made me laugh so hard. Like, I'm going to read it one more time for the Revelers just so we can fully appreciate it. If you were God and hell was being trapped in a video game, where would you send all of the sinners? I just think that's so good. Like, well done, Lamont. Well done. Thank you for sending that in. And Revelers, you know, we got to make these t-shirts, but be like Lamont, please send us in fucking discussion questions. We would love it. Like, that's what we want. Discussion questions or game suggestions, or even just to say hi. We just want to know you're listening and, you know, just say what's up.
Let us know you're safe in these days.
And let us know you're safe. Yeah. Like, this is a weird time and we're all trying to.
It's super weird.
Make it through this, and
I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world right now.
None of us do. In fact, we're all just sitting at home waiting for something to happen.
I know. Everything's just so up in the air.
It's insane. But Yeah, I don't know. So thanks for listening, Revelers. We hope you're all
safe. Try to do our part as Dr. Mario and wipe out the virus.
And wipe out the virus. That's right. We thought Dr. Mario was perfect for this. We were not successful, in fact. The virus.
We don't know that yet.
No, we know that by what we just played on Dr. Mario. We were not successful.
Because we were not. We were not. So it's our fault.
No, well, I mean. I think other people will be successful. I'm hoping.
People smarter than us.
Yes, people smarter than us will be successful in figuring out how to stave off this disease. But we hope you're all being safe and healthy out there. And if you want to chat, like if you're bored and want to chat, please shoot us a tweet or an email. Like we would love it. Like, I'd even fucking Zoom or FaceTime or Discord or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, let's play some games with you guys.
Yeah, let's play some games. Let's fucking do it while we're all sitting at home bored. I don't know. I think, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Or Apple Podcasts. I don't even know if there's another
one. Who knows?
Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, pathologists.
Game on, pathologists.
And stay safe, everyone.
Please stay safe.
Buy that. I love missing Monkey Ball.
I mean, Monkey Ball is like the greatest thing. It's like God's gift to man, but
I don't know if it's God's gift to man, but it's damn good.
I think it is.
Monkey